Well, my name is Acadia Kandora, and I'm a graphic design / sculpture major. I've been really interested in some post-digital, like combining my sculpture techniques to make plates for printmaking, and I thought it was a good opportunity to see if I could get into a show with my new process that I've been developing.
A new process?
Yes, I've been using the laser cutter and some digital fabrication machinery like the CNC mill, which is like a router bit, to carve relief plates instead of hand carving by hand. That means that I can make really large things in a shorter period of time. So the print that got into the show was 2 feet by 4 feet, so a scale I wasn't able to reach before.
So this new technique that you're developing, what made you interested in that and in doing printmaking versus sculpture and the other things you've done?
Sculpture is something I found that I liked while I was here. And since I'm also a design major, I'm very familiar with the computer and using software to create imagery. I'm combining my design skill set with my sculpture skill set to make these large-scale woodblocks, which is something that I really enjoy. The printmaking has this experimentation, trial and error thing that I really like, and it's not like the whole sculpture is going to collapse on me if I do something wrong. It's I just get a new piece of paper and try again.
Okay. Wait, is yours a picture or a print of something, or is it an abstract, or how would you describe it?
Well, my work tends to be abstracted, but I like to find patterns and things that exist in nature and kind of deconstruct them and use these elements to create new compositions. So the piece that got in is called Configuring the Colony, and I kind of broke down like a honeycomb, and using, of course, an alternate color scheme, I used this hexagonal pattern and reconstructed it on the page with alongside like this industrial crane like structure that's almost like it's building it on the page.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Smith. I'm the chair of the Department of Contemporary Art and Theater, and I also teach printmaking at Shepherd.
What did you enter in the show?
I also entered something that's a little non-traditional. The basic process was intaglio, but the traditional process of intaglio is that you work on a metal plate and you etch lines or textures into that metal plate. And in my case, I work on a piece of acrylic sheeting or plexiglass. And so I don't etch into that. I might inscribe a line into that sheet, or I might paint something on the surface of that that then gets printed. And so my process, too, is a little different. Uses the basic traditional sort of understanding of how to print that, but it's using materials that are more 21st century. And so my print was a print that I had done in response to a trip to Venice that was about water and memories and history. And I think that the comments that I got from Helen has to do with the way I mount my work, which also is something that printmakers don't do. And it confuses everybody because they can't figure out what I'm printing on, and I'm just printing on paper like every other printmaker in the world. I'm just printing on paper, but I mount the paper to a board, and once it's mounted to that board, that's what confuses everybody. They're convinced that I must have printed on the board, and they can't figure out how that would work, because of course it won't work. And then when you tell them what you've done, they just kind of go, oh, like, oh yeah, duh. Of course.
You are the one that won the big prize.
So I was totally, like, surprised by that, because I went in and Katie and I had wandered through the show, and I'm sure we both did this. We each looked at every single print that was there and the process that it was done, and marveled at the different skills and techniques that were being used and how wonderful all the prints were. And truly, there were some very exceptional work in this particular exhibit. And so when they got ready to, to do the announcements, I'm like all prepared for like anybody else to win, because I just wasn't expecting it.